three short ideas that we can take home with us from learning the Seder Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim four times in Bigdei Lavan, in his white clothing. He changes clothes twice. And the first time he wears the Bigdei Lavan, he goes in three times. Once with the Ktoret, once with the blood of the par, of the cow, and once with the blood of the Sa'ir, the goat. Then he changes later on, a second time into Bigdei Lavan, and that's in order to take out and remove the kelim that he brought in of the Ktoret, because he had left them there in the first time, and now he goes in just to take them out. Now, Chazal ask and they discuss, why do we need a separate entrance for something just so simple as taking out the kelim of the Ktoret? There were other ways of doing it that are brought up as possibilities. First of all, he could have taken it out when he went in with the Damak HaSa'ir, with the goat, the third time he went in. At the same time, he could have taken out the kelim of the Ktoret. Or he could have taken it out maybe even next year when he went in next time. Or those that cleaned the Kodesh Kodeshim, there must have been some process of cleaning up the Kodesh Kodeshim somehow. And they could have taken it out. And look, it seems that this is a what's called a biare kanit, a come entrance into the Kodesh Kodeshim for no reason at all. But it seems that not only is this not a meaningless entrance to the Kodesh Kodeshim, but this job of cleaning up and after, so to speak, after the party, at the very end, is maybe possibly the most important part of the day. This part of the Avodah of the Yom of Yom HaKippurim was given a special place in the Torah and a special place in the Seder Avodah on that day. Chazal learn about this entrance, the next entrance into the Beit HaMikdash, from a pasuk that seems to be a very difficult pasuk. It says in the pasuk Chaf Gimel in Parshat Achrimot, Uva Aaron el Ol Moed, Ufashat et Bigdei Habad Asher Lavash Bevo'o al HaKodesh, V'hinicham Sham. So really this pasuk has two parts. The first part is Uva Aaron el Ol Moed, and Aaron came into the Ol Moed, went into the Kodesh Kodeshim. And then we have the last part of the pasuk where it talks about his removing his Bigdei Habad, and that he should leave them there in the Beit HaMikdash. So the first part, Uva Aaron Ol Moed, and Chazal asks, why is he coming? Lama hu ba? And they answer what we just said. The reason why he goes in is to take out the Kaf and the Machta, which held the coals, and the Ktoret, which he brought into the Kodesh Kodeshim. The proof of this is the Masoret that there were five Tvilot, five times that the Kohen went to the mikvah, and 10 times that he washed his hands and feet on Yom HaKippurim. And the only way to explain that is if he had to change his clothes twice, and then you can come up with five mikvah, tefillot in the mikvah, and 10 kiddush yadayim raglayim. Because if he only changed into the Bigdei Lavan once, then there would be three times that he would go to the mikvah, and not five, and six times that he would wash his hands and feet, and not 10 times. So this is proven from this pasuk. In other words, we could have really done this whole thing of taking out the kaf and the machta in the first time that he changed his clothes. He could have done it, just changed his clothes once, but the Torah added in an entire separate entrance into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, separate from the first time, with an extra adding in of a change of clothing and an extra two tvilot, because once you change your clothing, you have to have a tvila before and the tefillah before you put on the next set of clothing, and another for washing the hands and feet. And all this was just in order to take out the kelim of the ketoret from the Kodesh Kodashim. There's obviously some kind of deep message here. So we usually are used to being makbid, very careful, extra careful about all the stages of doing the mitzvah and all the details of each and every mitzvah. In Chassidut, there's actually a concept of the hachana for the mitzvah, of preparation for the mitzvah. You have to put an extra special stress on the hachana of the mitzvah, up until some even say that the hachana for the mitzvah is even greater than the mitzvah itself. But there is another stage of the mitzvah that is probably more critical and more important than the two stages we already mentioned, the preparation of the mitzvah and the actual mitzvah itself. And this is really what the Torah is teaching us, that there's a third stage here. And that's the stage after doing the mitzvah, the stage of pinui hakelim, of taking out the kelim. What are you removing? What are you taking with you? What did you take from the mitzvah? After it's all finished, what did you take with you? What did you go home with the mitzvah? This is actually the most important part of the mitzvah, because this is the eternal part of the mitzvah. This is the part of the mitzvah that stays with us even in the future. In other words, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Beit in the Kodesh HaKodeshim four times. Each one of these four times is actually keneged the four tefillot that we have during the day of Yom Kippurim. Four tefillot, Shacharit, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And just like Ne'ilah is the climax and the high point of all of the other tefillot that we daven during the day, so too, this separate entrance at the very end, this entrance of Pinuy HaKelim, of taking the kelim of the ketoret out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, taking with us the mitzvah, that is actually the climax of the entire day and the most important part of the entire day. The next idea is that it says in the Pasuk, after going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim these times, the Kohen Gadol should remove his Big Day Lavan, and as it says in the Pasuk, Fashat et Bigdei Abad Asher Lavash Bevoel HaKodesh, V'hinicham Sham, and he should leave them there. The Kaf and the Machta he takes with him. The Kaf and the Machta and the Reach, the smell. The Reach is like the Ruach, it's like the Ruchaniyut. That you're supposed to take with you when you leave the Beit HaMikdash. But the parts that are chitzoni, the outer layers of the ketoret, in other words, the outer layers, the somewhat physical layers, like the begadim, the bigdei lavan, that you should leave there in the Beit HaMikdash. They do not have this nitzchiut, they don't have this eternal factor that it could have an influence on you for a long time, for netzach, for eternity. When we do mitzvot, we're physical beings. We have to do the mitzvot gashmiot, the physical mitzvot, in a physical way. There is no other way because we're physical beings. But after finishing the mitzvah, after the ma'isa mitzvah, we should take with us the chelek haruchani, the spiritual element of the mitzvah, the smell of the ketoret, the reach of the ketoret, the ruchaniyut of the ketoret, that we're supposed to take with us when we leave the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The outer part, the externals of the mitzvah, the begadim, that we can leave there. The third part of the mitzvah, the third idea of the Seder Avodah, is that we know a fascinating thing when it comes to Seder Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash, all the times that the Kohen Gadol goes into the Beit HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Big Day Lavan that he wears, and all the Korbanot that he brings inside, etc., etc., all this to do, all this taram, as we say, comes amazingly just to be mechaper for one and only one sin, and that is Tumat Mikdash VeKodeshav, for being mitame the mikdash or kachim. That's it. No other chait at all do all these korbanot that we bring inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do they, are they for? All the avonot and the psha'im and the chata'im of all of the Am Yisrael, they actually, their kapara is not take place inside the Beit HaMikdash or inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They take place very far from the Beit HaMikdash. In the Azazel, by the Seir that's sent to Eretz Gezerah, the Seir LaAzazel. And there's a difficulty here. This whole business is all for one chait, and it's not even clear how many people went against this chait, that were over on this chait. And even it seems like it was a really small amount of people, miyut shebemiyut, that actually were mitame the mikdash or kodshim. The ikar is, the real action is by the Seir LaAzazel. That's where all the sins are mitkaper. But there's actually a very important message here. Many people focus all of their spirituality and all their, so to speak, getting close to Hashem inside the Beit HaKnesset, inside the Shul, inside the Mikdash Ma'at. Outside, they place much less stress. The Torah is coming to teach us here that the Iker is not the Iker of our Avodat Hashem, the Iker of our Tara, is not Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's not inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Iker of the Kapara is what we do in Azazel, very far away from the Mikdash. There's the Kapara, and there is the Iker actions that we're supposed to do. There we have to put our stress of Avodat Hashem, very far away from the Beit HaMikdash. That's where the action is. The Torah tells us that far away from the Beit HaMikdash, that is the place of Titaru. These nukudot, these ideas which we mention, explain very well the smichut, why Chag HaSukkot comes right after Yom HaKippurim. The Chagim of Tishrei, Chagid Tishrei, are really one weave. They go all together. We're supposed to be mitaken. We're supposed to fix our machshava, our dibur, our maaseh, our thought, our speech, and our action. This in Kabbalah is called naran, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So the tikkun of the machshava we did on Rosh Hashanah through the malchiyot, zichronot, and shofarot, the making sure that we had the right ideas of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol ha'olam kula. The tikkun of the dibur we did through the mitzvah of vidui on Yom HaKippurim with five tefillot. And the tikkun of the asiya, of the action, we do on Chag HaSukkot through the many, many mitzvot ma'asiyot of Chag HaSukkot. And just like we said, the ikar in this entire weave of Yom HaKippurim is what a person is supposed to take out from the mitzvah of the day of Yom Kippur, which is the stage of the Pinoy HaKelim, what you take home with you. The Tara of Yom HaKippurim we have to do in actions with the mitzvot harabot, with the many mitzvot that we do on Chag HaSukkot. We go from Yom Kippur, we go, and that's what we take with us from the Beit HaMikdash right to the Olam HaMaaseh, to the Olam of Maaseh Mitzvot. But the second message which we mentioned, that these are supposed to be, the mitzvot are supposed to be done outside the house. We do this in the sukkah. In the sukkah, where we leave our mishkan, so to speak, we have to be metakin our avodat Hashem, not only in the house, but in our, not only in our mishkan, which is our home, but maybe especially in the actions that we do far away from the house, far away from the Makom HaMikdash. That's the idea of Sukkot. When you leave the house, there, make sure you have Tahara. Everyone should have a great Chag HaSukkot following a great Yom HaKippurim.